Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving the parenting question of the week so you don't have to. So this week's question is from Emily, who asks, what do you do when your child, 3 years old, is afraid of the loud flush in public restrooms? Emily, I laughed so hard when we got this question because this totally was true for my 3 year old, who is now much older. Only one of my kids was scared of this. This is very binary. Kids either don't care at all about this or care very, very much. And I will tell you, this is not forever. This is just right now, but you're in it. So I'm going to give you some ideas. The first thing is that, you know, they auto flush at what feel like unpredictable times, but it's supposed to be when the sensor senses you standing up, like something's in front of it, and then you stand up and nothing's in front of it anymore. And that's when it flushes. And there's a way around this, which is just to put your hand over the sensor while your kid is sitting on the toilet. That should keep it from flushing. And if touching any part of the toilet is too gross for you, Asha Dornfest of Parent Hacks goes one better. She says you can put toilet paper over it and that works. Or if you're really organized, you can have post-it notes and put those over the sensor and it will prevent the auto flush function from happening. I'm going to put the picture of this up on Instagram and Twitter because it's very useful. So check us there at What Fresh Hellcast if you want to see a picture of where the sensor is. Now, I will say this usually worked for me, and then it didn't always work. And so the unpredictability of it was still very scary for my kid. I asked my daughter, who was my kid who was afraid of this and isn't anymore, what was it that scared her? And she said, to my surprise, that she was actually afraid of falling in. And it occurs to me that if I had known that back then, I would have given her some sort of magical thinking that helped her. Like I would have held her hand, or I would have held her shoes, or I would have just done something like, you can't fall in, and I'm going to show you how you can't fall in. You do this. Rather than try to reason with them about the mechanics of it, I think just putting a little bit of, like I said, that magical thinking in place is usually enough for them. If they're afraid of the noise, then you, if you're at the airport, put the noise-canceling headphones on them before you go in the bathroom. Or say, we don't like that loud noise and we're going to sing Baby Shark really loudly the whole time so we don't even hear the flush. And who cares if the person in the stall next to you hears, like you're doing what you got to do. This is a brief and intense parenting moment. So I say, don't be afraid to accommodate, have a plan in place. I know you don't like that loud noise. Here's what we're going to do. I know you feel like you're going to fall in. You definitely won't, but I'm going to hold your shoes and then you'll feel safe. If none of that works, use a little magical thinking. Talk to the toilet, say, hey, you leave my little girl alone, get her laughing. And I hope that helps. Emily, let us know how it goes. Send us your parenting questions. Margaret or I might answer yours next. You can ask on our Facebook page at What Fresh Hellcast, or just send us an email, info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as two busy moms and actors, and somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.